Hey, hi, this is Nihar here from Nilgiri Social. Although Facebook might have lost its coolness over the years or so with all these mom and dad profiles being active on the platform, it is still extremely effective in terms of promotion and digital marketing. With over 1 billion users who are avid group members and active on a daily basis, creating a Facebook community is amongst the main building blocks of any successful digital marketing campaign, regardless of the niche your business operates in. I am pretty sure Facebook is a social media giant that is not going to disappear from the digital marketing landscape anytime soon, which is why investing in this network has a huge potential to help your business grow. Naturally, one cannot just create a Facebook group and sit around waiting for members to join in miraculously. Some rolling up to the sleeve has to take place. So let's get to know the 7 best practices to skyrocket your Facebook group. First, define the main goal of your Facebook group. Your community must have a clear and, if possible, unique goals. You won't be able to trace and reach your target audience if you don't have a clear overview of what the purpose of your group is. Think about the following questions. What is your niche? Who will and why will be people joining your group? Will your group promote a product or a service? What type of interaction do you want to have with your members? What will be the purpose of interaction? How you will be using the feedback or suggestions of your members to improve your business? How you can make them interact among themselves? What type of content you will be providing them with? Second, give your group a catchy yet effective name. As far as the name is concerned, I will leave that part to you to use your own creative juices. But what I am going to give you is a few pointers when it comes to the potential effectiveness of your group's name. Namely, the name of your Facebook group should be well optimized in terms of search. Going with a name that is packed with keywords relevant to your niche is a must, because Facebook search bar acts like a regular search engine. This is where the right keywords come into play to make your group more visible to your target users. Third, choose the right type of a group so that people can find you more easily. In order to lure the fitting and relevant users and assemble a congruous society, you must opt for the right level of privacy of your Facebook group. The options you have include public, closed, or secret. Taking into account that you're most likely to create a group that will have a huge growth potential, I advise you to set your privacy level to public. This way, your community will have the right type of scalability, and it will be much easier for the target user to track you down and join your community. The trick here is to keep the users who don't belong in your group at bay and attract a lot like-minded ones who will be able to interact with one another, and thus your group will be more alive and keep your post engaged. Fourth, give your target audience the content they want. When it comes to any social media format and any type of digital marketing, quality content is what it's all about. After all, you cannot become a successful salesman if you do not have a quality product to sell in the first place, unless you are a telemarketer. Only if you can come up with an actionable, informative, fun, and original piece of content for your audience will you have what it takes to attract new members and grow a healthy and organic community. Creating great content, collaborating on it, and keeping a constant schedule and style isn't easy. It's even more complicated when you manage more than one group, or if you are not the only one who's involved. Fifth, Treat your members like family and engage with them as frequently as possible. One of the most important aspects of running a prosperous Facebook group is treating your members like your peers. Interact with them on a daily basis, ask for their feedback, and come up with an effective incentive program through which you will be rewarding your most active and most valuable users. This way, they will feel like they are truly getting something in return and will feel like relevant members of a great community that indeed works towards something better. Also, make sure you know when to post and engage with them. Timing can be vital, so conduct a little research and find out when exactly during the day your members are most active and try to post your best and most engaging content then. General rule of thumb is that most of the Facebook users browse through their newsfeed around 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. However, this information depends highly on your target audience. Sixth, boost organic reach via word of mouth. If you're looking for ways to avoid using Facebook ads to promote your group, word of mouth is amongst the most effective ways to organically reach new users and grow your society. According to some estimates, word of mouth is about 10 times more effective means of promotion than traditional paid advertising. It seems like users are indeed fed up with numerous pop-ups, intrusive banners, and ads that are swamping the screens, which is why word of mouth is expected to soon become the number one means of advertising and seriously jeopardize the already volatile reputation of rented spaces across the web. How to generate word of mouth? Make sure your business has something new to offer. Point out the problems you are able to solve and how you can solve them. Create a family-like community in which users will be treated with respect and where their voices will be heard. Seventh, actively monitor your metrics with a data tracking and reporting tool. Once you have a decent number of members in your Facebook group, it is time to monitor the data it generates and makes the most of these metrics to polish up your campaign and grow even further. Learn which post exactly generates most engagement so you can create more of them. Keep track of the overall success of your campaign. Monitor your organic and paid reach. Keep track of the demographics of your audiences and use it to your advantage. Have insights into impressions, check-ins, fan ads, page interactions, stories, unique clicks. Monitor your CTR. Once you have all these useful data in one place, you can use it to pivot your campaign in the right direction. So guys, these are some of the 7 best practices to implement and skyrocket your Facebook group. If you have any more insights that can help and improve the community, do let us know. We will hear you out. Till then, signing off. Have a nice day.